Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Imagine Students Podcast. I don't know which episode this is going to be because our entire timeline is just absolutely messed up. Even our previous episode was like, what, recorded in August, something like that. So anyways, welcome back. And today, it is me, Junjie, and Rishi. And as you can see, we are all in a very cozy environment.
You sure this is the real environment?
Virtually cozy.
If you use your imagination, it can be real. Use your imagination.
Yes.
Yeah.
It looks real.
It looks like.
There's a fire burning over there, and it's snowing in Malaysia.
No. Rishi and JJ are both now not in Malaysia. They are already
starting overseas.
Yeah. Anyways, jokes aside, for this episode. I believe you guys have seen Felicia's episode where she recapped her year of 2023, and we decided that the three of us are going to do the exact same thing, except it's just the boys.
Okay. Whoa, just the boys.
Just the boys. Alright, let's start off. What do you guys want to start off with? SPM? After SPM? Before we get our results?
Yeah, because at the moment we got the results, exactly June, right?
Yeah, June, like June halfway through the year already.
8th of June.
8th or
9th? 8th of June. 8th. If I was not mistaken. And exactly half a year. So maybe we can share about our journey before getting your results?
I think we have covered it before, but we can just do something a little bit like... we did cover about like what we've been doing before we got our results, but let's talk about something else like our decision-making when it comes to which colleges or like which pathway we're going to take or pre-U studies we're going to take. Junjie, I start with you first. You first went to Matrix, according to your last episode. Where are you now?
Okay, so I'm not sure you guys watching or not the last episode.
Watch it.
Nope.
It's not watching, I think listening.
Listen. It's the same.
Yeah, it's only listening, right?
Okay. Yeah, unless you want to see our handsome face.
Not handsome.
Yeah, but that might go on.
Very casual, you see, today. I think I did share quite a lot about my journey after SPM. Like I went to Saringan MLS and I got into the third round. And also, yeah. And one other thing I want to share is about my gym journey after SPM. I think I did share this before, and this is what really changed me at the entire in the entire year. Yeah, I start gym workout. Okay. I'm still persisting now, and also it comes to the day where I get my result. Yeah, the story was like roller coaster, okay? Because on the day of getting my result, like I think many of you already know I got 7A+. That time, the first result, the original one result. I got 7A+, then I got 1B, B+ in my moral. And my BM and Chinese got A only. I was, super duper down at the moment. I was very sad. I was struggling whether I need to go to school or not, because we need to go to school to take our official result and take photos, something like that. But one of my friends, my brother, very happy on the day. Okay? Everyone was like surrounding him. Rishi, you are the hero of Paragon. Oh my gosh, we're so proud of you. Okay. Almost straight A+, almost straight A+ for Rishi. Okay, then I was super sad because I thought that my expectations was very high. Like my expectations was straight A+, and my hard work also, I all out really. Okay, I paid a lot of effort. But the result, it turns out like not the one satisfying, but I think it's quite satisfying for some of you guys, but it's not for me. Definitely not for me. So on the day, okay, I straight away I went I request to remark. Or what they say to Imagine, what they say? untuk
Rayuan, Rayu, Rayu,
ah, Rayuan, Rayuan. Shit, my Malay sucks already after leaving Memphis. Rayuan. Okay, so after Rayuan, then it takes two weeks. Luckily, only 2 weeks lah. Then I got my final results, which my B plus immoral, it drastically changed to A plus. I don't know how they marks. It skips me grades. And the story when I tell any of my friends, they feel really shocked because they never heard of this. I think that no such case before. Maybe got from B plus to A or to A minus, but no B plus to A plus. What did the sick change, you know? So I was quite surprised at the moment because I was expecting like only maybe my moral can get A but not A plus, and I can't even get 9 A plus. But luckily lah, or my friend, my Malay friends always say Alhamdulillah. Okay, I got 9 A plus. Sorry to my Muslim friends, I just kidding. Okay, 9 A plus and 1 A. But my Malay, my most confident subject, I got A only. So yeah, so something you cannot expect in your life, really. You cannot expect all the things are coming very smoothly or okay, are within the plan. No such thing. So you need to get ready for any changes in your life, and this is something that we are learning this year. Like I think many of my friends, even for me now, I'm still struggling which course I want to choose. Right. So actually before after I got my SPM, like after 1 week, when is our matric result? I forgot already.
Matric result was in July.
After
28 June. I think that time period.
Sorry,
end of June.
Okay. Sorry. Let me share something. After we get our results, like after we get our SPM results, and we busy apply for scholarship, a lot of scholarship like Petronas or what, PND, YK, Yasan Kazana, JPA, of course, and some of other like Shell, okay, and the Star, a lot of things, But well, it turns out luckily I just got JPA lah, and this is also another story I will share later. Okay, so after I get my real SPM result, then I was surprised that I was qualified into matrix, because this is a very shocking news, because very few private school students are studying matrix, or they are getting qualification to matrix. Very few. Like we are the some exceptions here. Okay, I won't say all of this, but yeah, like you can see most of the students, they are from SMK. A matrix student are for SMK or I mean non-booming students, right? So when I get matrix, I straight away say yes, because I never expect I will get matrix. So my plan is straight away study A levels, but didn't expect that I can get matrix, so just click yes. Then busy prepare a lot of documents. You can ask Rishi later. Maybe you went to banks, and he went to two different banks for my matrix. Okay, Camness. But until now, I'm still wearing the Camness shirt. See how my love Camness, right? Okay. Then after that, the detail about matrix, you guys can watch the last episode that I won't share here. So after that, I went to study A levels. A levels, I took four subjects, bio, physics, chemistry, and maths. And also I'm taking IELTS. Yeah. So now my current plan is, actually I'm JPA scholar. Okay, I'm JPA scholar. So my plan is I'm still fighting for other scholarships like ASEAN or scholarship for my degree in overseas. You can see the reaction. He was like,
I can't understand the notion until now, like why would you want to go for another?
Yeah.
But I might go.
So this is why I study A-levels also, because A-levels a lot of options and more, a lot of options, a lot of potential. And also my dream is studying overseas, and especially studying in like such a prestigious university like NUS, NTU. And I will still apply for UK universities, because just applying, and you need a lot of documents and preparation for the application of UK universities, because you need to prepare 1 year ahead, meaning 1 year ago you need to done your registration, done your application already. Yeah, this is the new challenge I'm going to face this year. So this year is very busy for me, really busy for me. Okay. And something like that also, I'm still struggling in my A-levels. Okay, this is the end of my course choosing section. Okay, I pass my mic to Rishi. Rishi, you start first.
Where shall I start? Most of the things.
Perhaps your boyfriend? Oh, yeah, no.
What? Alright, so, man. Okay, so my journey with Junjie is actually quite very similar. So we got our exam results. As what Junjie told earlier, yeah, I got my results and it was good. So let's move on from there. I don't want to dwell too much on that. Let's move on. Yeah, but you know, but there's a funny story during my SPM result. Remember that day I came late to school? Like, I was not that early. I came
late.
Do you remember?
I'm more late than you.
Oh yeah, you're later than me. But
so you guys were late? You guys were late?
Yeah, we both were very late.
I don't even know.
And you know why I was late? Before coming to school, I actually went to temple.
To pray.
I went to the temple. And I seriously opened the result. Like, I went to the website and clicked everything in the temple itself. And I was sitting down and my father said, okay, I'll leave you alone. You just be here. See your results and then come. And then I was like, okay. And then I looked at my results and then I was like, okay, I can breathe now. That's why I was late that day. You have no idea. Many people asked me why I was so late that day.
I didn't even notice that you were late. Did I ask you why you're late?
Did Goa even come?
Not you.
I did.
Not
off did go. I did go.
He was there, but I was there. But sadly, me and Guahao never got to talk that day. We were there for 1 second, and then we got separated.
Oh yeah. We did talk, and after that, we were separated. Yeah.
I sat beside Guodong and Junjie.
You said beside me?
We were there, remember? We were there. We were sitting together, I think. Were we?
I forgot. I think I was sitting beside Yudong that time.
Yeah, Yudong was there.
Just for record, this was like 7 months ago and none of us can even remember what the hell happened.
And for information, Yudong is another student studying in Matrix.
Yeah, Johor Matrix. Oh, can we see please? Oh, yeah, you can.
It's JPP, he's so popular.
So popular.
Yeah.
So admire him.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so after that, same thing as Junjie said, we got our results for Matrix, and I was given KMS, Selangor. We did an episode, podcast episode.
Yeah, we did.
Wahao. Yeah, we did. That's a story, a whole story there. Okay, man, should I say about the relationship? Should I?
You already mentioned it.
Why not? You can share the entire story.
And we can't tell Shiril's whole story. She won't be happy.
Okay, sorry.
You know, on record and yeah, kind of, I'm in a relationship now, officially.
Congratulations! So proud of him, bro.
Fuck you.
Yeah, it was such an unexpected thing, huh?
Very unexpected. When he said, when Rishi messaged that he got a girlfriend, I initially thought that, Rishi, are you pulling my leg? And then he said, like, no, legit, that's a girlfriend. And then I'm there processing, like, what the hell did I just read?
And it's not 1st of April, you know.
Yeah.
It's not even April Fool's.
It was 13th of September. Okay, that's not the point. The thing is...
Well, so exactly.
Of course you have to remember.
Okay. Of course. My life literally depends on it. Okay.
Okay.
I want to be alive, man. Come on. Okay, that's not the thing. The coincidence is, that day morning, Junjie actually made a joke saying that, Rishi, when you get a girlfriend, make sure to inform us. I was like, sure. And then 8 hours later, the same day, I was like, hi, brother. I got a girlfriend. It happened in the group chat, in our podcast group chat.
I still don't believe you now. What the heck?
I was expecting Junjie to get a girlfriend first, not Richie.
Why me? You
just
said being racist go up?
No, it's just, it's not about racist or not racist. It's about like the difference in personality, because I was expecting, because Junjie is more like charismatic, I was expecting him to be a bit more like, find a girlfriend
first. Say that I'm uncharismatic.
I mean, you are charismatic, but compared to Ginger is a little bit more charismatic.
Flirtatious, if I say. That's two different things. Flirtatious. Ginger is flirtatious, come on. You know he's flirtatious.
Yes.
Okay, kids are watching, never mind. Alright, so
kids are watching.
I will not go too much in detail about my girlfriend. We met and it happened. After that, I was also awarded JPO scholarship, same as Junjie. Yeah, we have a lot of same things this year, Junjie.
And what?
Unless I don't have a girlfriend, thank you.
Except for that part.
Oh, at the moment. Maybe after 1 year, got it. Not sure. Right?
1 year so long?
Yeah. She's from a different nation, you know?
I'm quite sure this year won't. This year, really. No time.
No time.
Brother, no worries, brother. Next year, you will get a girl from a different nation.
My parents don't allow it. Oh my gosh.
No, your imagination. Come on.
What the heck? What? Wow. You see, after dating, I can make such a funny joke. More funny. Funnier than me, you know? More funny than me, you know?
Chill. Okay, relax. Okay, after that, okay, JPS scholarship, and we are studying in Sunway. Did you tell them we are studying in Sunway? Sunway.
I think so. Can
we tell? We can tell.
Have you told them or not?
Yeah, I mean, all three of us are studying in Sunway. Both of them are in JB and KL. Yeah.
We are Sunway gang. Wow. What a coincidence.
Yeah, Sunway gang.
Sunway gang.
Yeah, Sunway gang.
But
so Junjie
is... Okay. No. You finish.
So Junjie is studying A-levels while I'm studying in MAFI, Monash University Foundation here, because I'm going to pursue my education in medical. So I'm quite sure on that. So I'm progressing with MAFI.
He's 100% sure. Not quite sure. 100%.
Yeah, 100% sure. It's like set in stone. No changing after this.
Mm.
Yeah, man, that's it. After that, they're here.
Okay. Maybe we can talk about it later.
Lovely.
Awesome.
All right, my turn. I'm not sure if I mentioned this in like, the previous episodes already, but I was actually having like, a lot of dilemma, and Rishi turned off his camera, never mind. I was having like a dilemma or whether should I go to Sunway, TAR UMT, or better known as TAR C. Or what was that university's name again?
What?
Something? No, it's like it's a not very popular APU, university.
APU.
No. Something IUMW. International.
I know BMW.
It is. Hold on. IUMW, International University Malaya and Wales, something like that. It's like a joint venture between UM and University of Wales. Honestly, I never heard of it until when I went to a education fair, and then I stumbled across it. So in the end, I picked Sunway College, obviously, Foundation in Arts. Financial analysis is basically you learn about like microeconomics, accounting, computer science, all those things. I went for accounting, microeconomics for my first semester, and then second semester was macro. Okay, I'm getting a bit sidetracked here, but I picked Sunway over TAR C and IUMW because TAR C is like very far from where I'm staying. It's like what, an hour and a half commute just by LRT alone. And then IUNW is like only 10 years old. Last year was 10 years old. And not that established is compared to Sunway College. So
only 10 years.
Sorry?
Only 10 years.
Yeah, only 10 years.
Oh.
So yeah, if I go there, not as established university as compared to Sunway, then I don't know what will happen. So I'm a bit hesitant on that. So that's why I go for Sunway. And I went for foundations because I don't really have any plans to go overseas to study. So foundation, you know, is like the cheapest pre-U course out there compared to like MAFI or A-levels, which is like, what, 30k for like the entire course? Something like that.
50, for A-levels, 50k.
A levels depends on also depends on how many subjects you take. You three subjects, I think it's like 30k, almost 40. Four subjects is like 50k, like Junjie said.
It is so expensive.
Very expensive. So yeah, that's why I picked foundation in arts. And now I'm here after my first sem, second sem, yeah. My first sem I actually took accounting for my elective subjects. I gotta say, I don't know if I like accounting or not, but that is a decision. Whether I will take accounting for my degree, that's a decision I will make in July or August.
Accounting for degree.
Accounting for degree. Because I, a lot of my seniors, other seniors who are doing degree that I know of, a lot of them are taking degree in accounting. Every single one of them are literally dying from it. And all of them tell me, whatever it is, don't take degree in accounting.
Then what? So, then what do you plan to take?
I don't know. I don't know.
Or we can take business, finance, something like that.
Yeah, I'm probably thinking on taking either economics, financial analysis, or maybe marketing.
Market. I think economics is also very difficult. It's quite challenging as well.
Yeah, because a lot of case studies I got to know about the theories, the case studies.
Yeah. And to combine with real situations in your study.
That's what the case studies are there for. And that's why I will face this semester with macroeconomics, because macroeconomics is based on economics as a whole, like nation, GDP, inflation, deflation, all those things. So that's going to be fun.
That is fun.
That's going to be fun.
You both are just geeking out at this point.
Sorry about that. All right.
The last 5 minutes, I just put nothing.
Yeah, Rishi, you should understand something about economics sometime.
Yeah, no, but just saying, they were just geeking out for 5 straight minutes.
Okay.
Inflation, GDP.
Okay. What is the full name of GDP? Well,
gross domestic product.
Uyo.
It's the first thing that we learned for economics. If I forgot this, then I think I'm sleeping in class. Okay. Anyways, I think that's about it. If you want to go into details, about mental health and all those things, do we want to go into details about mental health?
Mental health. I think this can be another topic. The challenges we faced this last year.
All right. Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
All right. Then let's talk about life in college then, because life in college.
Okay. It's my rotation. Okay. Colleges. Okay, so to be honest, I experienced two different ways of lifestyle. I need to be very independent, because no one is guiding you. You are guiding yourself. For example, you need to plan your daily schedule, and you need to do your housework, to clean, do the laundry, and then to clean your room. And my dorm mates, I'm a bit I like a clean environment so much, man. So I always sweep my floor every day, and I even prepare plastic bag for them to throw their rubbish every day. Is I'm the one who changed the plastic bags.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so they will do this, but they will think Pong is here lah. So that's why I'm doing all the time. But it's fine, because we can train ourselves. Maybe in your house, sometimes your parents will help you. Your mom will remind you to do this, do that, right? But in here, no. You need to do it yourself. And sometimes I even forgot to do the laundry. And I saw the basket. Wow, just 2 or 3 days, so many clothes are there already. Then I was shit, I need to spend about 30 minutes do the laundry, because I was sent my clothes to the washing machine, and wait for about 30 minutes, and after that I had to hang it. Okay, find places to hang it, because in my room the space is limited, so I had to find somewhere else outside, in the aisles there to hang my clothes. So it takes time also. I need to do the to-do list. Like, oh, I need to do this, do that, do this, do that. And even I participate in Kakom.
Hang on. You say that you hang your laundry on the corridor, in the corridor.
Yeah, near the corridor, we got the, like a place, a string, some strings.
Oh, string.
Oh, it's okay, not like okay. Straight away. Strings one.
Okay.
But the sometimes, because I live in fourth floor, third floor. So the top floor, Sometimes the wind is very strong.
Oh.
And my clothes accidentally fly away. Yeah, exactly, fly away. So you need a cap to fix your clothes, right? So to avoid that from flying away. Yeah. And luckily, my corridor got something to block the clothes, so during rainy day, it's okay. It's fine. But for those who live at ground floor, they need to hang their clothes outside, meaning open air area. So if raining, okay, their clothes gone already.
Wash again.
I need to wash again, to hang again, need to dry again. So it's like that. Matrix life is like that. Yeah, need to be very independent. And also, I think we can talk more about studies. I think it's we face most changes in studies. Like Matrix, right? Sometimes you can't even understand what your lecturer are teaching. Then maybe you need to learn it yourself, like beforehand. Before entering a lecture, before learning a new chapter, you need to pre-study. In Matrix. In A-levels, also quite more or less the same. But in Matrix, right, because Matrix, the transition is like not very smooth. They suddenly teach a very, very difficult chapter. Okay, then you may need more time to digest it. But actually, it comes out not that hard. Okay, so you need to do pre-study. Because no one is guiding you, no one is reminding you to do this, do that. No one is pushing you. You are the one who is pushing yourself. You are the one who is motivating yourself. Okay, when it comes to studies, right? So after this, and also college life in Matrix, very fun because you got a lot of stuff to do. You can play sports with your friends, and also you can go study with your friends because Matrix got a big gang of friends, right? So you can do anything with them. Okay, as crazy as you, okay, you can imagine that. Okay, but when it comes to A-levels, I mean Sunway College, it's a bit more like university already, meaning the gang is small gang. It's not like 20, 30 people in a gang, no such things. My Matrix, right, is like 20 boys, okay, just gathering inside bilet rekiasi, meaning a room where you can study and do other stuff. But in Sunway, right, I cannot see that because the bonding is not that strong. I mean, even my class only 20 plus something people. The bonding is not that strong. Like, we know each other, but we don't understand each other in a deeper way compared to a Matrix. Maybe because in some way we are not living together. Some of them live at house, some of them living at the campus, right? But in some way, right, our lectures are better, to be honest. Lectures are better. Can understand easier compared to Matrix one. I mean, for my sem two, my last sem, the lectures all sucks. Oh, sorry. I mean, especially my bio lecturer. Oh my gosh, I cannot comment on her so much. Okay.
Bro, chill. You get flagged down.
Okay, sorry. But the thing I want to say is, in sem two, my lectures are all very good. Excellent in their explanation, really easy to understand. So, and also for A-levels, right, the transition of the syllabus, like from SPM to A-levels, is quite smooth. I mean, the chapters are quite similar, just to, they give you more knowledge. But the thing is, the exam questions are harder compared to Matrix. I think the exam questions are harder and there are more patterns and you need to figure out what time I need to do this, what time I need to do that, what time I need to use this formula, something like that. Okay, and also for A-levels, I mean, just like I mentioned, the gang is smaller, like only 3-4 people in the gang, okay, or 2-3 people, And even in the class, girls got two or three gangs. it's normal, like, girls are like that, right? Okay, I'm not sexist. This is what I experienced before, okay? If a person is watching, don't blame me. This is what I observe, okay? This is what I observe. And for college life, okay, for me, right? I'm very lucky because I'm living at my house and I drive to school every day. And the driving distance is about, driving time is about 15 minutes, then I can reach school already. So, very lucky guy, can wake up at 7 a.m. during 8 a.m. class. But it's too rushing. Sometimes if raining, then you will get late. So, need to prepare early as well.
It won't jam like 7 plus 8.
Okay, the time. I'll share my first late in 2024. Last Tuesday, last Wednesday. Because it was a rainy day. Okay, heavy rain.
For the record, at the time of recording, is January 7th.
January 7th. Like last week, last week. This week or last week. Sorry. This is the first weekend of 2024. Then, okay, and then we are recording a podcast. So it was a rainy day. Okay, heavy rain. So I choose another route to go to school. Yeah, I didn't expect the route is even more jammed. So I start at the traffic junction about 15 minutes, something like that. 10 to 15 minutes. Then I went late, 9 a.m. class. I reached there 9:11.
Okay,
okay, don't learn from me. Need to prepare earlier. Okay, don't sleep too late. Wake up early. So there's like this. This is my life in Sunway College. Not much friends. You don't have a huge group, huge gang of friends. You need to learn how to stay alone, how to stay with yourself. Okay. No, not always expecting like people is with you, your friends is with you. No, you need to learn how to be independent in your college life. Yeah. Rishi, continue.
Rishi.
Okay. So for me, right, metrics has been completely different, but not in the way Junji has said. Seriously. Junji, me and my metrics life and your metrics life, very different. Because I would say, out of all the metrics in Malaysia, Selangor students are the most pampered ones. Like, they're actually pampered. Do you remember you said you have to like first do the laundry and then put it and then have to hang it? Remember?
Yeah.
For us, we have dryers. I think you have dryers as well. Don't you have dryers?
We have dryers, but the thing is, some dryers, if you put your clothes inside, right, then your clothes will get goya.
Oh.
Like, you damage your clothes. And you make your clothes. Got dusty something, so we don't put it inside. And my block don't have dryer. There's a problem. My block don't even have a dryer. So yeah.
For KM, for Selangor one, every dorm will have two dryers. No, every dorm have two dryers for laundry machines.
Right.
So it's like top quality. Everything is brand new. You can see it's brand new.
Like, is it like every block that will have it?
Yeah, every block has it. Like for boys block, we had two blocks, and then one block will have two sets of each. So our hotspot is during 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. That's when all of us do our laundry. 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. every single time. I have no idea why. It happens during the weekends, but it's always that time period, 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. Yeah, it's weird, I know. Weekends. So... And then my dormitory, I was sharing with two other guys. But I had four, right? But we only had three in our dorm.
Same. Me also.
So the one of the beds was always empty and was right opposite of me. Imagine my terror when I'm sleeping at night. Damn. It's crazy. Sometimes you can see shadows going here and there. It's like, yeah, cool. You won't believe this. After I left Matrix, there was my friend sent me a group chat, like, the main one, Matrix sent. There was people beware. There is some white entity here and there, and that's it. Okay, people not go deeper. It may be a myth. It may be a false information. But yeah, interesting. But besides that, Matrix for Selangor, the lecturers were amazing. The lecturers were very, very good.
Totally different. Okay, I want to clarify. My lectures are not good. But
I don't know.
I mean, they are not Not that they are not there, but just the, okay. sometimes in lecture, right, we got two, we got lecture and tutorial, right? In lecture, they are rushing the syllabus, so that's why it makes us like we need to pre-study because we cannot follow their step, you know. But in tutorial, they will explain very briefly, okay? So, okay, I want to clarify, Okay, continue.
But both of lecture in the kuliah, like in lecture hall, he's a guy, his explanation is top-notch. Seriously, very nice. Just like our secondary school teacher, Ms. Lau, just like that, very similar. Like, you would understand everything he says. Okay, so that's what happened in KMS. And also, the friend group in KMS was very strong. And for the record, I was only there for 3 weeks. Junjie was there for 7 weeks. So he had more experience. But it's the same thing. 3 weeks, I managed to get a lot of friends there. Because everyone were open-minded. Like, they were trying to connect.
Yes.
And then we came to Sunway.
That's not like a good transition.
Okay, be honest. Have you ever feel regretful transferring to Sunway?
Okay, I wouldn't say regretful, come on. But if you ask me whether I prefer metrics or Sunway, I would say metrics there. Mainly the social life. I would prefer metrics.
Yeah, for social, I totally choose metrics, no doubt.
Education wise, it's the same for me. I don't see the difference because I'm taking Mafi. If I take A levels, I would see the difference. But Mafi is still the same thing. That's nice.
Is Mafi easier or metrics easier?
For me, I would say Mafi a bit easier.
For Rishi, everything is easy, lah, so don't need to ask him.
Metrics is quite difficult.
Don't need to ask him about this. Don't.
Nah, I can't do Chinese accent. I'm very bad at it. And 2-1, I will definitely lose. Okay, that's not the point. But still, what was it? So metrics, I found social life much more better compared to Sunway. No, Sunway, I'm not throwing shade on Sunway. The Sunway students are great. Mafi batch is 40 students overall. Like for our intake, that's 40 students.
Damn.
And we kind of know everyone, but just as what Junjie said, the girls are not very conversational. The guys know each other. All the guys know each other. There are some girls very extroverted. They are friends with us. They are fantastic. But other girls, they do talk. Not that they're silent. It's just that they don't engage in conversations. You know, it's more like you have to be like hi, then their reply is hi.
Yeah.
They don't go any further.
I think most of the girls, they are like this. I don't know. I cannot comment too much because I
also not sexist.
I don't talk to girls much, man. So yeah, you cannot ask me.
Yeah. So apart from that, metrics and we, they have put good studying places, lah. Good institutions. It's very nice. Ending on a good note. Come on, now go how. Also, Sunway, a different branch. What
KL,
do you think?
The main branch.
The
KL
best
branch.
Sunway.
Ouch! That hurts.
Okay. The student population. Okay. So I start with studies first. FIA. FIA compared to Mafi, A levels, matrix is considerably easier than all of them. However, don't let the easiness fool you because, although like the answers, like the way you answer all the exam questions are like quite easy, like you don't have to like write any long for my first semester lah. First semester you don't have to write any long like answers or equation or whatever. Only thing that's tricky is the exam questions. I am still traumatized about this till now from semester one. Maths. Okay, first off, English was not training shit at the Sunday lectures or whatever. It was like the English examination was like so weirdly, the questions were so weirdly structured that I actually found a very hard time trying to answer the questions and also trying to think of points for my essay as well. And that essay for my English test was like the worst essay that I ever written. Because like most of the points was like not realistic at all. It was like complete bullshit. So that was already traumatic in itself. And then on the same day with English exam was maths exam. Maths exam, not no mood. The linear inequalities. Linear inequalities, you guys are able to create the equation. And then once you create the equation, only then you can find like only then you can draw like the shape and then find the area of interest, whatever.
Intersection.
Yeah, area of intersection. So they gave us the question. The question was a bit confusing. It was a bit tricky. They gave us the variables, and then we just have to find the numbers. We just have to find the numbers. So in order to find the numbers, you just use the ratio method to find it. I got the correct numbers. I got the variables. I just did not put two and two together. I did not put two and two together. I didn't get the equation. 10 marks, bye bye. Including my 4.0 GPA, 4.0 GPA, bye bye. Now, what's worse is that after the exam, I spoke to a friend of a friend. She got it correct. And then I'm there like, holy shit, I was so close to figuring it out. And I just emo for the rest of the day.
Don't need to get emo.
It's. Yeah, that was traumatic in itself. But overall, our lecturers here, the lecturers I picked, very, very, very good. Because for Sunway Foundation Program, we are different to like other pre-U programs or other universities' foundation, because for us, we pick our schedule, our lecturers, everything on our own, kind of like how university works. Rather than the school give us our timetable, we pick the timetable ourselves, we pick the timing we want and the lectures that we want. So for the first semester, I would say I got very lucky, like with the lectures I got, and for most of my classes as well, very lucky. Made a few new friends. Unfortunately, most of them I didn't, like what Junjie actually said, like it's like a bit difficult to deepen friendships in some way as well, because for a foundation, maximum you will see a person is like maximum 4 hours a week. If you guys like have like same classes with each other, then maybe maximum 8 hours, and that's basically it. Or maybe you guys can like I don't know, like jio each other to go for makan, then the hours increase up. But on average, it's just like 4 hours a week. And
Eight.
what?
Nothing.
What the heck?
And like and because like those 4 hours, like most of the time would be a lecturer just giving lectures and stuff like that, so you won't really have much time to talk with each other. And honestly, small talk is absolutely painful in semester one. It's like always like the same thing. Hey, what electives do you take? Oh, which group are you? Oh, okay, cool.
Still can't remember.
Are you
And then it's like, oh,
boiled?
and then you don't know what else to talk about.
That's the thing. Socializing is very difficult when it comes to
It's
college life, right?
very difficult.
Right.
But
True.
on the other side, because Summit KL, I'm throwing shade here. Summit KL has much more clubs in society. Like this clubs in society is much more vibrant than compared to Summit JB.
Yeah.
Don't go there, don't go there.
I'm going there.
The
We
point
have
is
like
here.
so many events, so many clubs, so many events that like sometimes I go to school, when I go to campus, it's like, oh, what's this event? I never heard of this event before. Eh? New club, I never heard of this club before. So yeah, it's very vibrant, very a lot of things are happening. Now this is something I was not expecting myself to be doing. I joined debate club, Sunway debate club. This was something I
You.
we are shocked.
everyone was shocked, me myself included. I'm shocked. Debate club, I originally just wanted to join like just for fun, just to like socialize with people. And then somehow I got peer pressured into joining a competition. It was It was Malaysian Nationals Inter-Varsity Debate Championship. It was, it's one of the hardest, one of the toughest debate competitions in Malaysia. And this is my first competition. And I had basically no training before that. So, no training, go straight to Nationals competition. Somehow, right. On the first day, every participant to go through four rounds. Somehow, we won one round. I don't know how we did that, but we won one round.
No.
And that's about it.
First time, one round. One.
It is great.
Yeah, it's
great. I've never won a round. Really?
Really?
Yeah. Really? Chinese debate. Very hard.
Yeah. The English debate is equally hard as well, but somehow we won one round, and that's the only competition I went, because the other few competitions I couldn't make it, unfortunately. And then after that, I also got peer pressure into taking up extra training. So basically, I in too deep into this like debate thing to back out already. But honestly, debaters are very, very friendly. They are great people to socialize with. It's like complete polar opposite with people I meet in foundation. Like, with debaters, conversation is just basically never ending. They can somehow find new topics to talk about all the time.
And really?
Really.
Because topics as in debate topics?
No, just like random stuff. Sometimes they will share about their life stories, like what happened, some crazy stuff happened in their lives. Sometimes they will share about gossips around their classes. Sometimes we'll be talking about this one stuck.
LA. This topics. This one... gossips.
This one stuck in my head. Sometimes they talk a lot about 18 plus stuff. I don't know whether I can talk about this right here, but
no.
A lot of 18 plus stuff.
It's
very interesting.
We are referring to violence and gory stuff, for those who are wondering. Okay, are moving on.
Not the thing starting by my surname.
Yes.
We do talk about a wide range of topics. A wide range of topics. Like, and people that are very open-minded as well, so that's a plus.
Yeah, that's an 18 plus. I mean, that's a plus.
That's a plus. So social life in college, for me right now, in semester 2, I also find it hard to socialize as well, because in semester 2, basically like everyone already like got their own gang, because like you're able to pick your own time. So like for example, like this person and along with two or three of his other friends will like pick this time for this class. So basically when you get into the class, it's like, oh, like three people in a small group, another small group, another small group, another small group, another small group. And basically no one wants to talk to each other because they got their own small group already. So it's a little bit harder to socialize in semester 2. And as time goes on, it'll be much more harder.
Yeah. Discrimination at its finest.
We can totally understand Guohao because he's studying PU, but he's in the environment where it's a real university, ma.
Yeah.
It's a real university. Like for us, like Sunway JB, we do offer degree course, but most of us are taking PU. So the number of students are much lesser compared to Guohao. So it's okay, like everyone just knows each other and we can socialize more easily compared to Guohao. Because our events are very limited and our clubs and activities are also limited. Yeah, you can count your fingers, really, 5, 6, yeah.
Legit. Like when Junjie said that student population is much lower, it is considerably lower. Some KL, I think it's like definitely over 10,000, like 15,000, like across every single courses that is available, across everything.
I think it's 1 to 100 ratio.
Yeah.
1 to 100 ratio.
And like in JB, it's like only like what, several thousand only? Like less
1,000.
Than 1,000 something.
Yeah. About 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like 10 times difference.
Yes.
So it's times. Very, very big difference. And yeah. And also like another bad thing about foundation is that because we get to pick our own time. Maybe like you can, for example, in economics class, you are very good friends with this guy, but if you want to have lunch or have dinner with him, maybe your schedule doesn't line up, and then it's almost impossible to have lunch or whatever with that guy. And that's another thing that's a bit.
But how about weekend?
Weekends, okay. So, okay. During weekends, we don't usually during weekends, I don't usually go out with them. KL friends. Like, I do go out with friends from Paragon, because I have Paragon, like Singru, Derek, Lasan, all of them are in KL. So sometimes I will go out with them during weekends. But because I'm not staying in the dorms in Sunway KL, because I'm staying outside with my sister. I'm staying in PJ, so every single day I have to commute to school. Like, it's like a 50-minute commute. Go take the LRT to school. So there's no I stay in a dorm, there's no time to talk to with friends, dorm mates or whatever. And that's a bit of a thing, a bit of a disadvantage for me lah. But during weekends, it's either I go back to JB or I just sit at home, play games, chill, watch YouTube, or I go into the city center, just explore, chill out at cafes, stuff like that.
When he says coming back to Johor, he's not kidding. Guy literally came back to Johor twice in 2 weeks. Every weekend, he just came back. Every weekend. And he went back to KL on the same Monday or Sunday. Why?
Fun fact. Fun fact. I just go back from JB today.
I played.
Fun fact. I just go back from JB today. Fun fact.
Is it JB now?
No. So this morning I was.
Oh, okay. And just now talking about friend group, right? Friend gang.
Mm.
You guys realize or not? At the moment, right, we have multiple friend gang. Since primary school, we have one friend gang from primary school. If you guys still remember your friend gang during primary school. Hey guys, we have friend gang from primary school, from Paragon School, from secondary school, and me myself, I have one more secondary school, the Munshi, my previous secondary school. So, and after that, I got a friend gang from MFLS, and I got a friend gang from Matrix, and now Sunway. So you can imagine how many friend gang you are coping with, you are handling. You need to maintain a good relationship with all the friend gang is impossible, I can say that. It's impossible. Yeah. It's for sure. Got some friend gangs are closest to you. Even among Paragon friend gang, and there are some friends who are really really close to you and still contacting till now, Goa, Rishi, Felicia, and some studying in Sunway. And even some Paragon school friends are already less contact already because we have our own friend group. So one of my friends told me before the way your friend call you is where you can record the time you know them. Metric friend, they call me Pong. So I remember for those who call me Pong is during Matrix or after Matrix time. Because my friends in Paragon School will never call me Pong. They will call me Jinjie, right? So you can think of the timeline where you make them from how they're calling you. This guy call me Pong, for sure this guy is during Matrix or after Matrix. So it's something very special and minor changes to your whole social sector. I need to figure out, our friend group change every year. Every stage, we got different friend groups, and how can we maintain the relationship well? So this is something that we are learning, right? Every one of us are learning.
Yes.
So there's something special.
Yeah,
becoming
I think for a lot of us, I think for me personally, I'm a bit of a disadvantage because I'm not one to text a lot. I don't like texting at all. Mm. And I wouldn't reach out to, for example, I wouldn't really reach out to Rishi or Junji to say, oh, hey, how are you doing? Just have a check-in or whatever. Usually when I text them, either I send IG Reels or IG Reels, or I just text them, hey, podcast regarding Mo. Just these two, or maybe I want to join them out for lunch when I'm back in JB. These are the only time that I would text them. And for friends in KL, I basically don't text them at all because like I'm at a weird position where, because I'm quite introvert, I'm a weird position where I don't text someone just for the sake of texting or just for the sake of conversation. And I don't feel comfortable with, like, suddenly I jog them out for lunch or dinner or whatever during the weekends. So it's like, what do I do now? If I meet them face to face in campus, there's also very limited time as well. So that's a bit of a challenge as well.
Yeah. I think we can get back to, next topic. This topic a bit heavy, talking about friends.
We can actually go deep on it.
You started it.
No, me started. Wow.
We can talk more about this topic in future if you want.
Yeah, we should have a separate episode. Friends.
Friendship. Friends. How do you deepen friendship? I also want to learn.
Okay, I think now we can talk about some fun parts.
The first time trying stuff thing.
Yes, start from Rishi. Okay, you explain what are we going to do?
Okay, so for this part of the podcast, we're going to share about the things that we tried for the first time in our whole life in 2023. So I will start with something very simple, driving. So last year, I was 17. Finally, I was the last to become 17 in our entire batch. Well, after Jaya, but still, I was the first, I was the last one. So I took the license much later. You know something? I took my license in September. It's like 10 months after my birthday.
10 months.
I only took it because I left Matrix and came to Sunway. If I stayed in Matrix, I would have gotten much later. Okay, that's not the point here. So that now the point is, I drove the car for the first time, and in 2 weeks I was rear-ended by another car. Yeah, I got hit at the back.
someone hit you or something? What?
Yes. Someone hit me, not me hit them.
Oh, you got hit. Okay, understood.
It was a Chinese brother. Is like he's 20 something. He was Chinese.
When did you mention the race?
It was good. No, he was very kind. Because people understood. Because the guy in front of me, sudden brake. And then I was behind him and I threw sudden brake, but I managed to stop in time. But the car behind me cannot control because he was driving Honda. And you know the version where it's very low to the ground, close to the ground? And I was driving Mitsubishi Triton.
Mitsubishi.
Four by four.
So there was little to no damage on my side, but his car, it kind of went under the hood, and after that, when I moved, it got off. But still, the damage was done. His front part was completely not completely shattered, but yeah, I can say shattered. It was like the front part total loss, the front part. And after that, the thing is, it's his fault. According to law, it's his fault.
Yeah.
Because he hit me.
Yeah.
So that's my first time ever driving a car and getting hit while driving a car.
Just 2 weeks, lah.
Yeah, just in 2 weeks. I think it was the first week of driving.
What the? Okay. Not that bad. Okay.
Hey, for the record, I have not hit anyone yet. Sorry, that's true. I have never hit anyone. He was the I got hit. Okay.
Oh, you got hit. Okay. So it's not your fault. Then, anything special?
Oh, anything else? Well, I already told the relationship. Okay. That's one up. I'm going to up until you anyone someone one of you gets a girlfriend. I'm going to flex that. Okay. Anything? Anything else?
You can think lah.
Never mind, you start first. If I say anything, if I got anything else, I will instant data.
Wow, I got a lot of things to share, man. Let me choose something I think is important.
Man, do the glass hand thing. You look like uncle.
Yeah, I am uncle. I'm called uncle even in Sunway. I don't know how, I don't know why. Maybe I type something in my IG story like Uncle Pong. Did I?
I think you did.
Okay, so my own fault. Okay, first thing is about it's something about MFS. First camping in the camping site out of the city zone. Like in really the exactly the hutan, okay, inside the forest, okay, camping, okay, stay up the whole night, okay, no sleeping at all, because we call ronda,
patrol
at the camping site, yeah, patrol at the camping site, okay, this is the first thing. I think it's quite meaningful because they've never tried before, and also I start learning to drive after SPM. I already got my undang pass already. Okay, then start learning to drive at the end of March and getting my license 3 days before I entry matrix. 3 days before. So before getting to matrix, I never drive. I mean, never drive alone. Like with the guidance my parents got. And also, okay, first go to gym, workout. The gym in the gym room in last year. And also okay, the you know Xiaohongshu, right? No. Okay, I post my first Xiaohongshu last year as well. So the first time posting Xiaohongshu. Okay, something special because I after I get my SPM result, then I never post Xiaohongshu already. I never post to start posting this year. I mean, being a productive.
What do you post on Xiaohongshu, by the way?
What do you post? Okay.
Something his gym about post. His gym, no, flexing gym and stuff.
No. Heaven. Not yet. Not yet. It's like blogger. Something like blogger. Okay. And also, okay, MFS, first time going to Parliament. First time going to Parliament in 2023. Okay. Followed by... Okay, first time going to multiple interviews in 1 month. Okay, we went Petronas interview, JPA interview. And what? YK, I didn't get it. Okay, very sadly. Yeah, first time making a lot of friends from across the country, across the nation. A lot of first time last year. And also, metric lah. Okay, very huge part in my life in 2023. Oh, okay, and one thing, first time wearing baju Melayu and give a speech in front of a crowd. This is a totally first time. And I wore before baju Melayu, but never give a speech in such a formal way. So it's worth recording. Okay, worth recording. And anything special? Oh, yeah, and last year I joined MMI Young Medics. Okay, great decision I made because I may pursue my study in medical field, like Rishi, healthcare field.
May.
Okay. And he's still
then why A levels?
Why A levels?
A levels is still get it right.
Hey, you know, most of my friends, JPS scholar, they take A levels even though they know they want to study medicine.
Like, why?
Because they want to go. Why. I don't know, somewhere else.
Do you heard before like someone say the lecturers in universities, they prefer students studying STPM or A levels more than students studying other PU? You heard this kind of, because it's more challenging. It was more challenging and the knowledge is deeper. So this is what my lecturer in metrics told me. Like my chemistry lecturer in metrics, he told me that lecturer in universities, they prefer STPM A-level students because they are more independent in their learning. I don't know, this is what they said. And because the syllabus is comparatively challenging, so the student get to know what are their challenges in the upcoming years. But some of the students, after they study like in matrix or in other PU, like within one year, they are actually not so sure. They are not firmly sure that they can handle the syllabus well.
But...
So, meaning if you can handle A levels, you have a higher chance to handle your medicine course. This is what they say. This is their statement. Okay, it's not my statement.
Agree.
Yeah, I want to challenge myself also for A levels because it's I know it is it's difficult. Okay, that's why I choose A levels and I'm not that rushed to study university to be honest. I don't think 1 year, 2 years gap is not that important. Even you guys heard a term called gap year.
Like
during your degree, like your third year, or you want to have a gap year and continue your fourth year, something like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. Okay. Talking about MMI and next one. Okay, next. I perm my hair for the first time in my whole life. I don't know. I like my appearance now. I mean my hairstyle. Okay. Now it's not
his opinion.
Wow, wise opinion or not?
No, his opinion. Not ours.
My opinion.
Whose opinion?
Okay, and my opinion now. My opinion. I think quite okay, yeah. Like,
I mean, yeah, it looks alright, right? As long as like, it fits you, then it's fine already. Because I know someone. this is legit what he told me. His barber recommended him like a haircut, and then my friend said, oh, okay, just cut it lah. And then because the barber said like, oh, dude, this haircut will suit you a lot, man. And then after he got the haircut, and the barber is like, come to think of it, I don't think it really suits you.
So barber just him as an experiment.
Experiment, yes.
What the heck, man?
Oh, but if we send a photo over to us, and then we're like, yeah, it doesn't really suit you at all.
But for my scenario, different, you know. Like, my barber reconfirmed multiple times. He asked me, if you should want to perm hair? Because after perming your hair, right, you need to like, manage your hairstyle. Because it's not like, after you perm, then you can like just leave it like that. No, you need to dry something, okay, use gel something, wax something like that. So you need to manage your hairstyle well, arrange your hairstyle, okay? But now I don't lah, okay? Very, very, very chill, very random. Oh, okay, I forgot to mention my first time in Matrix. Because I didn't mention in the episode before, so I mentioned. Okay, of course, first time living with people. Non-Chinese. Malay. I mean, this is a whole new experience for me and also for my Malay friends as well. He got echo,
Yeah, I muted him already.
Okay. So my Malay friend also first time staying with Chinese. And at the beginning, we feel a bit scared. Like,
we are scared
the happening of 513. but it turns out very nice, okay? Very nice. Like, living like we are family already, within the 2 months. I tell you, my dormmates are very good. I said one of my dormmates, he always dengko at the midnight. You know dengko, right? It's like dengko in English, like
snoring.
Snoring, during midnight, so I cannot tahan at the beginning. But after that, I was used to it, so it's fine. And also, first time showering in cold water for 1 month, non-stop. Every day cold water, no hot water. Okay. That's something about more to life experience and other stuff. Okay. And also I went to change my glasses last year. At the end of the year. And they say I look more uncle with these glasses. And you guys think
Yes.
You guys judge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But okay, it's fine. My uncle is my son is an uncle, so it's fine. And so, first time traveling with friends only, like no involvement of parents, like go to KL. Like I went to KL with Go Hao.
Yeah, in June or May.
Mid June. Yeah, mid June.
Yes, they left me in Johor, and they left without me.
No.
No.
We did ask you.
We did ask you and Felicia.
It was 2 days before.
No, we gave you so much time. We gave you so much time.
Oh yeah, true, true, true. Sorry, sorry, it's my fault, it's my bad, my bad. Family event.
Always all you cannot eat all cannot all reject.
It's not like even reject, hey, like, the guy went until like last minute. Like even when we went to book like the flight ticket, like it got so fucking expensive.
Yeah.
Hey, chill, relax, relax. My fault. Sorry. Why is that literally everything against me?
Because you're the one blaming us.
Yeah, chill, relax.
You started it.
For me, it's also the first time I take flight to KL. Never. Like, normally, I just travel by car. And this is the first time I took flight. And also, I took flight to Penang. Last year, I took flight about 5 times, you know, 5 or 6 times. So because I like to take flight, I don't know why. I like during the departure.
Take off.
Wow. The aeroplane and the view outside the window is
amazing.
Just
yeah, amazing. Too rich.
Hey, not too rich lah. Go to KL if you book early, 79 ringgit.
Base price 79 ringgit. If you're lucky, 49 ringgit, 59 lucky, ringgit.
49 ringgit. Ah, he asked Gohao. Very familiar with that.
Really?
Yeah.
And last month, I went to three theme parks in a month. Okay,
Legoland.
First one is... Okay, four. Legoland.
What?
If including Legoland and four theme parks. Okay, first is went to Legoland with Rishi and Gohao. Okay, we three. And last month, I went to three theme parks in a row. Okay, at the beginning is Escape Park in Penang. And then followed by Sunway Lagoon. Sunway Lagoon is with my friends.
Oh, yeah.
And also USS Universal Studio. With my friends. So it was amazing last month. Okay, the rest is long enough. Okay, I don't want rest anymore. So I want to study.
Life as an A-level student. Just study. And STPM as well. Just study.
Yeah. And I think almost, that's it. So it's a year about exploring, trying new things, getting changes.
2023.
Amazing year. Okay, nice. Go out. Your turn.
2023. I wouldn't say it's an amazing year. Per se, a lot of ups and downs, roller coaster, but it's a really amazing year for like for me myself to develop myself, improve on myself as well, because I can say that my confidence in speaking has definitely gotten up a lot. I'm definitely slightly more extroverted than I was compared to high school days. New things or debate is one of them. Never in my life would I expect myself to be debating. I also started photographing. I went to a lot of places to like photograph stuff, and then I start to post these photos on my Instagram, but that is still a work in progress because right now I'm trying to find the time and motivation to go take photos of like different places as well, because I try to go on my own to take photos of like different places in KL, and my god, I was so anxious and I so like self-conscious about it that halfway through I was just like, you know what, I'll just go home because I can't do it, like I just can't do it.
You feel just embarrassed, is it?
Yeah, it's just like me alone, like the camera, like taking pictures. Like, I obviously other people won't find any weird things about it because people don't give a shit about you. But it's just like
it's not a professional, right?
Right. Yes, he is.
No, not really. Yeah, really? That's something I'm trying to overcome for this year, but. I can say I improved a lot already, and also living on my own. Technically, I'm living with my sister, but most of the time, like she's at work, and then I'm at school. Like our schedule don't really meet with each other. Whenever I'm back at home, like she will come back home from work like quite late, around 8 p.m. something like that, and then she will leave for work very early in the morning. So we wouldn't really see each other. And during weekends, during weekends, yeah, she will go out a lot, and then I will go out on my own a lot. So technically, I'm living on my own already. So I've also to have to learn how to cook for myself. Cooking is another big thing I learned for this year as well. And what else? Coping with my own mental health. I can say 2023 was a very bad year for my mental health. Basically went from here, this is like SPM period, and then it went up a bit, and then it just went down, and then went up, and then like that, and then slightly down again, and then up, and then down. It's like
that man. Yeah.
This down period was between March to August period, like between finish SPM and before I start college. That period was like very low.
Very low.
Are you okay, mate?
I'm okay now. I'm very okay now.
Like, well, I hide his emotion inside.
Yeah, that's also another thing that I have to learn, is like to express my own emotions a bit more. Because, okay, I'm getting a bit too heavy into this topic already. This can be something for another episode, and plus we're running out of time already. But yeah, I tend to hide my emotions a lot. I don't really express it. And also, like, I also find it hard to, like, how should I say this? Like, attempt to deepen friendships with other people, because like with the people from Paragon, we've known each other for like 5 years already, and we have like so much time to deepen friendships and all those things. But yeah, 2 years, whatever, like that around time to like know each other, deepen friendships. Then here in college, it's just like, oh, you know each other, you know a person, you get to know a person, and then you only have like a limited amount of time to, you know, deepen your friendship with them, to get to know them better. So time is not a luxury anymore to actually make friends. So yeah, that's something I have to work on.
You just went so hard on the topic.
It is 11 a.m. AM, but not PM. It's 11 PM, and I tend to get quite emotions or quite deep into topics.
Emotional damage.
Oh, sorry, guys. We just got back from this little cut, and we are a bit
messy just now.
Yeah, where were we? Oh yeah, driving. Oh yeah, I saw. Speaking of driving, I also drove for the first time, 2023. Got my license in January. Yes. But I don't drive in KL though. I usually take the LRT to wherever I want. Because public transport is really, really useful and very efficient. I don't know why Malaysia doesn't emphasize more on public transport, because it is like so smooth and comfortable. Like compared to driving, and KL is always jam. So yeah,
we are Johorians. We do not know much.
Of him. Recording.
Yeah, we can see him.
Can see him.
Oh, hey, he left.
Never. He left. Okay.
Because in JB, our population density is not that high to support public transport.
Yeah, but
hey, it's increasing, huh?
There are plans to build LRT in JB soon.
RTS campaign.
RTS.
Yeah, but they're planning on like expanding it to like have their own regional like network in Johor, in JB.
Yeah, it will be, but not that soon. Yeah. Soon is Penang. Penang.
Penang 6.
Yes. Oh, it's been a long episode already.
It's been a very long episode. I think.
Oh,
there you go. The echo come back again.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
Is it my problem?
No. Okay. No worries.
Mute.
I try to.
Okay. Do you guys have anything else? Do you guys want to add on?
Is Seiko still there?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, that's me.
Okay, do you guys have anything else you guys want to add on or anything, other topics you guys want to talk about?
I don't know why it feels incomplete. Like, we didn't go through the everything.
Yes.
It feels incomplete, doesn't it?
It is very incomplete. It does feel very incomplete, but we are time limited because after I finish cutting out all the parts, I think this episode will be like an hour and 15 or 20 minutes.
Okay, how about we like mention our New Year resolution?
Yes, like New Year resolution. That's last part.
Only one.
Rishi, go first. What New Year resolution?
2024. What have you decided to do?
Rishi. Rishi, you say first.
Oh, I say first. Oh, okay. My main thing is to be productive this year, because this year my holiday, my year started with holidays, because I'm still on semester break till 22nd. So you know, when the holiday starts, you're not in the mood to do anything.
Muffy students,
so I wanted to start off this year by being more productive.
Muffy students,
so yes. I have a to-do list. Say again?
Muffy students have such a long break.
Muffy students have such a long break. My God.
No, I guess it's a long break also.
Yeah, long break, guys. Very long. The aim is to be productive and get stuff done and read more books. All right. Junjie, what's your.
Of course, the main goal of the year is. To achieve 4 A-stars in my A-levels.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Which is really interesting, okay? Because I need to get my AS, I need to complete my AS. I will start my AS in April. I mean the real exam and end in June. Then my A2, I mean the A levels, the second one is October. So it's very rushing this year.
Oh, so you are September intake, but you graduate in November, December.
Yes. So meaning I complete A levels in 1 year.
Oh. Shit.
Yeah, in 1 year. So it's really challenging for me. Okay, for my lecturer as well, they feel pressurized. Okay, but anyway, I just, as Rishi, I want to stay productive because I'm not only studying, I'm not only focusing on my academics this year as well as my MMI, YMNA stuff. And also, I need to brush up my resume for the application of universities. The most important thing is I need to confirm my steel to study medicine. I need to make sure that what I need to figure out what really I want to study.
It has been three years. We're still deciding.
I just want to study medicine. I have this idea in Form 5, not in Form 4. Form 3, no.
Bye.
Anyway, be productive. At the same time, treasure the moment staying with friends like you guys, because after that in university time, maybe we have less time to meet.
Definitely have less time.
Yeah. So, come on.
For me, like same as like being productive is definitely my main priority for 2024, and also to, because I have to juggle between my studies and. Also committed to a debate club and also another Sunway club project thing that I got accepted into. I have to focus on that. And also to work on myself a lot more because, based on what I've said just now, I still have a long way to work on myself, and all of us have a long way to work on ourselves. So yeah, that's something we have to work on. Want to achieve
2024. Wow, God,
it's
so serious.
It's 11-11. It's 11-11. Come on, make a wish.
Wish you guys.
2024 resolution. Hey, come say something. Like, come on.
Okay. You guys achieve the resolution.
Yeah. Wishing everyone all the best. And keep calm, keep grinding. Man, we are just saying random stuff at this point.
Alright, that's it for this episode. Sorry if it feels a bit incomplete. We will dive deep into... We'll dive deep into the specific topics that we've talked about in this episode in future. We'll dive deep into the topics that we talk about in this episode in the future, which I don't know when because our time is very irregular. We will do our best to try to record more episodes for you guys. So yeah, that's it. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, people. See you soon.